The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Monday morning, it's a brand new week and a brand new month as well. This month of May is Mental Health Month. Joining us right now to talk about why it's so important to shine some light on mental health and why your surroundings may very well play into how mentally healthy you are or feel is the president and CEO of Mental Health America, Schroeder Stribling. Schroeder, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the screening data from the previous year, from 2022, from Mental Health America. What are some of the trends and key findings in that screening data?
Well, thanks for asking about that. And in conjunction with Mental Health Month, as you say, we have released a report about our Mental Health America National Prevention and Screening Program, which was launched in 2014, and it's a free and anonymous platform for anyone to come and take a mental health self-test and get some information and insight about their own mental health and well-being. So today we're releasing the results of our 2022 screening, and this past year we saw 6.3 million people come and take a mental health self-test, and at present, we're getting about 20,000 people a day come and screen. Some of the key takeaways are that we see that youth are in the greatest distress. And this is not a surprise. It's consistent with earlier information from our screening program and data from other sources as well. But it's really concerning. And we see that about half of the youth who take a screening for depression, which is the most popular self-test, report that they're having frequent thoughts of suicide. So this is enormously concerning, and it's one of the key findings from our report.
Certainly is concerning, and I think that we're becoming more and more aware of how much we're dealing with mental health issues in our society. Housing stability and home environment play a lot into this, don't they?
Yes, they do. And that's why we chose, for this year, we chose the theme of look around and look within. Mental Health America started Mental Health Month in 1949, and each year, along with our affiliates around the country, we celebrate the month and have a variety of awareness activities. And this month, this year, we've chosen the theme of look around and look within to really be thinking about what we can do to impact our environments so that they promote our mental health and well-being to the greatest degree possible. And there are certain things that we can control about our environments and other things that we can't. And we want people to be aware of that so that they have the insight and the information, and that for those things that they can control, that they have some tips and tricks about what makes for a mentally healthy environment.
And then, of course, the other part of that is looking within as well. So there may or may not be things that can be changed externally. Certainly looking within and seeing what you can change internally is important as well.
So true. And that's why we recommend that a great place to start in terms of looking within is to visit our National Prevention and Screening Program, www.mhascreening, and that is a place to get information, to take a self-test if you want to. We find that it's really important to nurture your mental health when it's strong, to be as mentally fit as possible, to encourage resilience in ourselves and in those we love. But then when something feels like it's off or you may need help, to intervene early, to get to help early. And that might start with screening. That might start with talking with a trusted other, if that's a loved one, if that's a doctor, a therapist, someone that you can feel comfortable speaking with, so that you don't get to the point of crisis, which is what we want to really prevent.
We're talking with Schroeder Stribling, the president and CEO of Mental Health America. This month of May is Mental Health Month. Schroeder, do you think that we're doing a better job as a society of destigmatizing mental health issues, becoming more aware of the importance of staying mentally healthy and finding resources for that?
Broadly speaking, yes. I think that we have made advances against stigma, and in part, perhaps this is a silver lining of the difficult years of the pandemic, because we had many public figures who spoke openly about their mental health and their mental health challenges during this time. And that's useful, is to have people speaking personally and publicly. So I feel that we have made advancements against stigma. I think there are certain areas of mental health, in particular perhaps around addiction or eating disorders, where we still have deeper stigma, and we have to keep our eye on that, because it's very important for people who need help, being able to access help or ask for help or talk about what's going on without feeling ashamed is essential. It's one of the things that keeps people from accessing help, is when they do feel ashamed. So we've made progress, but we're not at the finish line yet, and we have to keep our eyes on that ball. And it's one of the reasons that we like to use this month to raise awareness. We all have mental health. It's part of health. It's integral to health. So we think it's something that should be openly discussed, and we like to have folks to have an annual reminder to check in on their own mental health.
And again, a reminder, the website where people can get more information.
Our website, www.mhanational.org, and there you'll find our screening and how to take a self-test and lots of other information, as well as our toolkit for the month, which you can download there.
All right. We will check it out. Schroeder, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.